Welcome to Ask the Expert, your next 30 minutes with Michael Watts from the law offices of Watts and Guerra.
Good afternoon and welcome to Ask the Expert. I am Michelle Marquis and we are going to talk with our friends at PGElawsuit.com. That's the best place to find all of their contact information. Your deadline date is coming up soon and that's why we're talking now with Doug Boxer. He joins us now on the line. Doug Boxer from the law offices of Doug Boxer. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving week.
I did. Yes, it was nice. It was small, just me and my husband having a little celebration at home, but we did Skype and call all the family members, so that was nice. I hope you had a nice Thanksgiving as well.
Same with us. Small gathering.
It's kind of what we all had to do, exactly.
But now
that the Thanksgiving holiday is over, it's almost December. Tomorrow's the beginning of the month, and that means those deadlines are roaring up. Can you tell us a little bit about the situation with filing your claims for those victims of the October 2017 fires?
Sure. So you may have read that the Fire Victim Trust, and remember, the Fire Victim Trust is the organization that will be distributing the funds to help folks recover from those fires in 2017, originally had a deadline to file a claim of the end of this year, December 31st. That's been extended to February 26, 2021. If you are a client of the Watts-Guerra team, don't have to worry about us extending for that long. We intend on filing our clients' claims coming up here in the next 10 days. And so if you're one of our clients, you should have been communicated, you should have received a communication from us asking you to review your claim file. And we're actively doing that now. Ultimately, we'll get permission from the clients to file their claims coming up here very quickly, which should in turn allow the trust to review those claims for those potential preliminary payments that were announced a while back. That would be up to the $25,000, depending upon if you meet the criteria for those. Mm-hmm. And otherwise, beyond that, once we've submitted those final claims, they'll begin reviewing them for the broader payments that will be made from the damages suffered in 2017.
Now, these preliminary payments, is it possible that some people who have their claims filed here in the next 10 days, that they might get those preliminary funds before the end of the year?
Well, Michelle, that's our hope. The trust had indicated that they would very quickly review those claims that were made for those preliminary payments. Obviously, that's out of the control of the lawyers that are working on behalf of our client. But we can tell you what they've told us, which is once you submit your claim and your client gives you permission to sign that claim, they will very quickly review the file to see if the client can qualify for that up to $25,000 payment.
Okay. And why was the deadline extended?
I think because there are so many claims that have to be filed. Recall that about 70,000 people had filed through the bankruptcy process that was established. Remember, PG&E filed bankruptcy, and anyone who thought PG&E owed them money had to file a claim through a separate portal. And so there were about 70,000 people that did that, and then those 70,000 people in turn needed to complete all the paperwork necessary to ensure that the trust could review those all of those materials. We, represent thousands of people that were involved not only in 2017 fires but also in the 2018 fire as well. Mm-hmm. We're rapidly processing those claims, as you know, because we've talked about this previously. We have a COVID-safe, office set up in Santa Rosa, where we're processing all these thousands of claims, and people have done those reviews of their files through a Zoom, or they've come into the office if they feel like they want to be there, and they take all the measures necessary, masking and social distancing, mm-hmm. and we review their files, and then once they feel the information is accurate and complete, then we can submit those with the trust.
Okay. All right. Very good. So that also includes victims of the Camp Fire, you said, as well as the Butte County fires?
Yeah, those claims, we have a separate office up in Chico, California, mm-hmm. Where those folks can come. Or, you know, look, if you're a client that suffered damaged Camp Fire, live in the North Bay, you can certainly come into the Santa Rosa office, 1001 West College Ave, or call us as well, 707-37-2445-7-237-445.
Okay.
You can set up the meeting that way, too.
I will give out actually another number here that I have. It's 707-241-4567, 707-241-4567, or pgelawsuit.com, as we mentioned at the top of the show. And you're right, there, because of just the massive devastation from the campfire, it's likely that there are people who suffered losses from that who are living here, unable to move back home and have set up a home here. So those people certainly can come to your office that's located at 1001 West College in Santa Rosa. As you said, it's really set up to be safe in this time of COVID. And you've got all the safety measures, different sort of islands that people can come to. So there's a lot of space in between the different centers where you go to sit down with an attorney, with your staff there to go through that claims process and make sure that everything is filled out. And let's talk a little bit then about Kincaid, the Kincaid fire in 2019. Again, very devastating here in the North Bay. What is that situation? Is it under the same deadline now of February 26th?
So it isn't, Michelle, and the reason for that is that event occurred after PG&E filed for bankruptcy. So under bankruptcy law, it's handled separately and outside of that bankruptcy process, which was a settlement of $13.5 billion. And those assets are going specifically to the victims of the fires in 2017, 2018. And there were actually a few cases left over from something called the Butte Fire in 2015.
Okay.
So those funds are being processed in the manner we talked about earlier through the Fire Victims Trust. The interesting thing about the Kincaid Fire, which CAL FIRE has already said was started by PG&E Equipment, made the determination in July of this year, is that PG&E has insurance to cover the damages associated with the Kincaid Fire. And, you know, our group of lawyers, particularly Michael Watts, has been in communication with the folks in PG&E, and we're really going to start in earnest trying to figure out how to resolve the Kincaid cases. Mm-hmm. And so if you're a victim of the Kincaid Fire and you want to learn more about your rights associated with that fire, I would strongly encourage you to go to our website at pglawsuit.com. You can sign up for a virtual town hall that's going to happen tomorrow night to learn more information. But I would, you know, for any of you, for any of you listening that did suffer damage through that fire, now would be a great time to start learning about how to protect yourself and protect your legal rights. So we encourage you to go to PG Lawsuit and click on that Kincaid Fire tab.
Okay. Yeah, it's right there at the top of the page. Just go to pgelawsuit.com and there is a place to RSVP for the Kincaid Fire and also the Zog Fire that there in Shasta County that burned over 56,000 acres there, destroying over 200 structures. So both of those fires will be discussed in virtual town hall meetings tomorrow evening. So make sure you head to pgelawsuit.com to sign up for those and find out more information. Now, I do want to ask you really about the experience of your team and how this sets you apart. I know that you've teamed together with several different law offices to make sure that you have the most experience on your team. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So, you know, I'm just one of the lawyers that's involved in this. Our lead trial lawyer, Michael Watts, some of you may have heard him on the radio here, a tremendous trial lawyer with over 30 years of experience trying very large cases against big corporate interests and holding them accountable for damage that was caused by these companies. And so he's really been critical in dealing with PG&E and communicating with PG&E, and was instrumental in putting together that $13.5 billion settlement. If you recall, initially the Tubbs Fire, Cal Fire couldn't determine the cause. And our team of fire origin and causation experts got together with our lawyers, and we actually put forth some evidence that suggested that PG&E's lines indeed caused that fire. And we went from having $0 available for Tubbs Fire victims to where we are today. So it's that type of experience that we bring to the table. We also have engaged with former State Senator Noreen Evans to help represent people in the North Bay fires. And then, as I talked about earlier, not only a fire causation and origin expert, but also top arborists in the state who can help our clients understand the value of the trees and landscaping that they lost. In addition, we have a number of clients who are involved in the wine business. Again, we've retained experts who understand how to value the loss of those vineyards, as well as the, you know, the retail value of the wine that was lost. And also, this may be interesting too, in the 2017 fires, we have a number of clients involved in the cannabis business. Also very challenging to try to understand the value of what was lost there. And so we bring these experts to bear on behalf of our clients to help increase the value of their claims. And that's what we're doing, Michelle, as part of this process of reviewing your files. When you come over, come into our office, or you call us and you go through Zoom, those clients see the expert opinions that are put together, so they truly can understand what they lost and what we are going to be making claims for. So it's a comprehensive group that's been brought together solely for the purpose of representing people who have been suffered damage through these wildfires, many of whom have just incredibly unique loss.
Right.
As a result of losing everything, you know, hopefully nothing ever happens to your home, but your home has contents that would be different than your neighbor's home. And so we need to account for that. Or you may have a home-based business that was different than your neighbor. So that's the kind of work that we do, and how comprehensively we look at these things.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, with the wine country aspect of it, that complicates things. Not everyone would understand the kinds of properties and business that would be damaged with these wildfires. And you're right, the cannabis business too. We're basically the Emerald Triangle, or at least the lower part of that here, and it's a big business in Sonoma County, and there are people who lost all of their crops or lost buildings and that sort of thing in this, and they need to be compensated as well. Can you hold on, and we'll talk with you in this next segment here?
Yep, of course.
All right. Doug Boxer with the Law Offices of Douglas Boxer. He is part of the massive team that is here in Sonoma County, helping those people who suffered damages in the October 2017 fires, the Camp Fire, the Butte County fires, and more recently here with Kincaid Fire. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. Stick around. You're listening to Ask the Expert here on KSRO.
The easiest way to listen to KSRO on your phone is with the KSRO app. Apple CarPlay and Android Auto are built in, and you can sign up for breaking news notifications. The KSRO app, available for download now at the Apple App Store, Google Play, and KSRO.com. Depend on the KSRO app.
If you're a PG&E wildfire survivor and a current client of the Watts Guerra Law Firm, you've probably started your claim. But if you haven't, we're making it easy to get started. You can get started by going to pgelawsuit.com, or by phone, by Zoom, or come into our new COVID-compliant office to meet with your legal team while maintaining social distancing. It's at 1001 West College Avenue in Santa Rosa. And if you're a victim of the Kincaid Fire, you can come into the Watts Guerra office at 1001 West College and sign up as a client and make your claim. Or visit pgelawsuit.com. The team at the Watts Guerra Law Firm are here to help. pgelawsuit.com. Advertisement. Doug Boxer of the Law Office of Douglas Boxer is the attorney responsible for the content of this advertisement.
Created as an alternative to traditional wood for rebuilding after the California fires, more families are turning to EcoSteel for rebuilding their homes. EcoSteel supplies modern prefabricated steel building systems that are not only designed with architects to look beautiful, but stand up to nearly any condition imaginable. It doesn't sustain water damage or rot like wood, and it doesn't attract termites. Committed to making the planet a better place for future generations, contact EcoSteel online at ecosteel.com.
Bennett Valley hears KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5. Welcome to Ask the Expert, your next 30 minutes with Michael Watts from the law offices of Watts and Guerra.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Ask the Expert. My name is Michelle Marquis and on the line with me is Doug Boxer from the law offices of Douglas Boxer. And we're talking about the process for people to be made whole after suffering such difficult losses in October 2017 as the Tubbs Fire and other fires burned through here in Sonoma County and neighboring counties. But we also want to talk about what happened with Kincade. You mentioned this briefly, that it's now is the time for people to start to get their claims together because there is money that's set aside for victims of the Kincade Fire. What kinds of things are those victims going to need to gather together in order to submit their claims?
So the Kincade Fire, which we talked about earlier, happened outside of the bankruptcy process, right? So PG&E is actively discussing with us how to resolve some of these, how to resolve these Kincade claims, mm-hmm. Because they have insurance that they carry, right? Liability insurance to cover these losses. So the types of things that we're going to need from people, from our clients, or anyone else who wants to come in and hear about what their rights are things like your insurance policy, a list of items you lost. Now, that contents list, that personal property that you lost, it's a very emotional and difficult thing to go through your home, you know, in your mind, if you will, because everything is gone,
yeah.
And trying to put a list together. So we do have we do have things in a spreadsheet, a list of contents that every house has, which we can provide you to help you do that. Now, that's really important for a couple of reasons because, Michelle, some people may have already gotten some funds from their insurance company. Many times the insurance company will come in and simply provide you 75% of your coverage limit as a way to get you back on your feet. But and they do that sometimes without requiring you to put together a list of the things you lost. But you really have to fight for that last 25%. And so creating that contents list is really good for two reasons. One is it can help you get up to your 100% of your coverages for personal property, things you lost. But the second reason it's really good to do is because when you put this together and you can cover everything you lost, you in the claim against PG&E, you're going to be able to hopefully recover what it costs you to replace everything.
Right.
Which in many cases is well beyond what your coverage limits were. And so that's how we would put together your claim for damages for your personal property. It's the total cost to replace everything you lost minus what you got from the insurance company. So it's really important for us to know everything that you lost. Other things that we would want to have would be a list of your outbuildings. For example, any gazebos or arbors or tool sheds. We can use Google Earth to pull down images before and after the fire, so we're going to know a lot about your landscaping or your tree loss. And, you know, look, Sonoma County, the reason people live in Sonoma County is because it's so such a beautiful place to live, mm-hmm. which means, you know, when everything burns, you're losing significant old trees and things like that. So that's where those arborists come in. Which we want to get out to your property sooner rather than later so that you can give us a report about the damages to your trees and your landscaping. And then also additionally, any other cars. Many people have cars or collections of cars that were lost, some of which are insured, some aren't, and any other kind of collectibles and things like that that you may have lost. We're going to want a list of things like that. And then finally, you know, a big category of this loss is the emotional distress. And there's two components to your emotional distress. One is what happened to you when that fire burned through you know, and destroyed your everything you own in your life, quite frankly. And so we're going to want to know a little bit about the experience of, that you may have had fleeing the fire. That's emotional distress from that trauma. The second form of emotional stress is what we call the loss of the use or enjoyment of the property, so that you actually suffer from not having all that stuff and all those things in your beautiful home that you had. That's trauma that's ongoing. And so we want to know your experiences in dealing with the, you know, after effects of the fire and where you're living now and why it isn't, you know, as nice or as good as what you had previously.
Right. And those scars, they last, these emotional ones, much longer than the actual event of running from the fires in 2017. I mean, I know from friends and from groups that I'm on in social media, every time the wind picks up, you know, people get really scared. And this, I don't know how long it's going to be that we're going to be that way, but there is a long-term PTSD that we're suffering.
No question, Michelle, and that's why we have asked at times our clients to create a narrative of what they experienced and what they are experiencing. You know, things like Coffee Park, the park and Coffee Park reopening are milestones and markers for the community of recovery, right? And it could also be helping people recover emotionally. And we've talked to some of our clients who said, I used to go there as a child, and then when I lived in Coffee Park and the whole place burned, it was such an emotional experience for me to realize all the places I used to go are no longer there. But reopening is sort of that rebirth, right? And I know we're all living through COVID right now, mm-hmm. And it's hard to truly experience everything the way you used to. But these are markers and milestones that are good for the community. It demonstrates recovery. And as you drive around the places that you used to go, you see more and more of these places and gathering points opening up, which are all good, but they can also bring back some of that trauma that you talked about. So it's really important for you, if you are a fire survivor, to be talking to people. It could be, you know, a counselor. It could be your spouse. It could be, you know, your priest or your rabbi. It doesn't really matter. We want you to go seek the help that you need. And, you know, we ask people to tell us what they've done to try to recover, because that's indicative of the distress that they've suffered.
Right, right. And I did also want to ask you, we found out the hard way that a lot of people are underinsured, or just the fact that because there was so much damage done, it's way more expensive to replace our homes and our landscaping and everything else that goes along with it, because there's just such a demand and all of the prices jacked up because of that. Will this settlement, the money that people are getting, is that going to factor all of that in?
Yes, it does. It's important to also note that even if you were a renter, you absolutely will get the cost to replace everything. The goal is to get the cost to replace everything. The trust is dealing with a lot of those issues, but we are allowed to put together pricing on certain things, and the trust will make the determination as to the damages on other things. But no doubt that when you go through and you try to replace everything, you realize that the construction costs are higher because we're rebuilding thousands of homes in Sonoma County as a result of these fires, and the cost to replace everything has gone up as well. So we have tried to take that into account, or we do take that into account, and then the trust will be making determinations about the cost to replace your home based on data that they've been gathering. And it will be specific and targeted towards probably the zip code in which your house was located, okay, as they look to figure out what you would have spent to rebuild or what you have spent. In many cases, you know, clients have moved back into houses.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually have a dollar figure that they spent. And so we can provide that as well.
All right. Very good. Well, the process can be a bit complicated, but you need people on your side to help you through it. And you can do so by heading to pgelawsuit.com. Doug, thank you so much for talking with us this afternoon.
Thanks again, Michelle. Take care.
You too. That is Doug Boxer from the law offices of Douglas Boxer, just one of the groups of attorneys who are helping out in this process. And you can head to pgelawsuit.com. Also call 707-241-4567, 707-241-4567. You can set up a Zoom meeting if you prefer not to go in, but they do have offices that are set up that are COVID compliant at 1001 West College in Santa Rosa, right near the Safeway there. So again, the website is pgelawsuit.com, and we'll talk with you again next Monday right here on KSRO.